Team Exodus or Team Meltdown and Loss of Employees, stand up. Now you're going to start raising body parts to keep up with the questions. If you know anyone or you yourself have been through all sorts of difficulties and you're trying to keep a practice together, employees together in the midst of it, are you better off dealing with that by hunkering down alone in your closet to solve all your problems or to in fact be engaged in a community?
Community.
Please have your seats. Therefore, who needs coaching?
Everybody.
Everyone. How many of you have friends who keep refusing to really be in transparent, ongoing, accountable relationships like this? How many of you? Do I have to make you stand up? So I am talking to the right audience, yes?
Yes.
Okay. So, my challenge is to you. What happened when you watched Kel at our last seminar? You saw a man who represents a category I want you to think about. You. What about you when you're 75 years old, 80 years old, 85 years old? You have two options. Let's pretend your debts are paid, your assets are massive, your Social Security is not even necessary, but you're collecting it. All sorts of revenues and joys are your way. In terms of you having been fed through your career as being a chiropractor, at that point in your life, do you see yourself wanting to have nothing to do with the profession so you can sit in the sand? Sound sweet? Or would you like to sit in the sand and be useful to your profession? Which? That was really not solid enough. Kel got on the phone with me crying because he remembered why he did the life he did as a chiropractor, because he got to be on stage and be useful again to people in a profession he loves. God willing, you're going to be 85 and older. Are you going to be checked out and say, oh yeah, I was a chiropractor? I'm studying the life of my latest new coach. For many decades, the most honored and undisputed champion of human combat in human history. Something like 397 fights that he won every one of them. And in his retirement, guess what he's doing now? Running a private school to coach people, probably until he breathes his last breath. True warriors, true honor, true dignity, true selection of a profession that opens you up, brings you revelation, brings you reason for transparency, brings you great relationships, brings you a community of accountability. True warriors want to fight beside other great warriors. True musicians want to play forever and make music with other great musicians. Watch elderly people that can barely play the piano anymore, but they played their whole lives. They want to belt out one more song if it was true in their heart. We have too many chiropractors that find their exit strategy and they are gone from serving back. Yet it is the stewards. It's the ones that were loyalist to the purism of their craft. It's the ones that truly chose what they did because it dwelt in their hearts that when they get old, they give stuff back to it regardless. I walked through a room not long ago, and I saw a man, and I knew him very well. He had weathered the worst stories you could imagine about marriage, some of the worst stories you could imagine about being a parent, some of the worst stories you could imagine about financial strife, some of the most humiliating issues about many things. And I walked through a room and I heard him performing an AC call. It was a spotless AC call. I don't even know if he knows I walked through the room when it happened. But I looked back and I saw a light over his life. I sincerely, it was like an angel struck in the moment. I was like, what am I looking at? This man who had been broken 90 different ways was back on his rails serving another man. Do you really digest what a privilege it is to be an accountability coach? You know how many chiropractors are useful to no other peer? You know how many chiropractors don't serve other chiropractors? You get to do an accountability call, you better get on your knees and be thankful that you're among the few that can truly say you are useful to other peers called chiropractors. Why the heck are you here? Why am I here if not to be increasingly useful to others? Always uplifting. Always one more dose of something to put forth. This is the greatest of times. Dr. Jen has this little emblem on the bottom of the slides. Have you noticed it? The little green emblem? 20 years. I get goosebumps just saying. There's a sticker on the front of your folder that says 20 years. That's you. Listen to me. I want to be a Kel. When I'm 75, 80, 85, I want to come out of the back of the room and somehow be useful one more time. In the end of Matrix 3, Trinity's laying there, several breaths from death. Truly, what does she say to the love of her life, Neo? Kiss me one more time. Just kiss me one more time. That we would age to kiss this profession till we cannot kiss anymore. One more time. Everybody's looking for exit strategies and shiny buckles and all sorts of stuff out there. We don't need any of it. We need one more kiss. So I'm supposed to talk to you about standardization. And what I want us to standardize is our legacy committed choices. I don't just want the patient to be in legacy in the practice. I don't just want the practices to be in legacy so you hand them off to others. I want you beside me in my 80s and 90s, living stories of legacy as men and women together, living more than most people do in the days we have. This is not normal in our profession. What we got here almost never persists and is sustainable because somebody finds a way to make a lot of money in it. And it goes the wayward sides of profits and capitalism. We are about virtue and purism. We raise men and women up to bring out the best of their men and women inside of them. I recognize people when I say hello to them for where they are and who they are. But I talk to them because I love and see what they got left to be. And I want to believe you do that when you look at me. And I want to believe in our 90s that we do that for each other until our last breaths. We always see one more possibility. We always look towards one more what if. that your mere walking into a room or a phone call with someone with a stature and a readiness as a TLC accountability coach, that your mere walking in the room is a call to action for their higher choices. Because they look at who you are, and they feel who you are, and they experience who you are, and they are called to what they can be. And not making you the emblem, but the choices you make in behavior, the incentive. That they look at you in your choices, they look at you in your vocabulary, they look at you in your manner of all things, and they are called to higher choices and actions. They look at you and their belief in themselves is elevated. If their belief in themselves is elevated, their identity is moved a notch upwards. And when someone's identity is moved one notch upwards, their actions can accomplish far more and greater things. But you got to get up in the morning and kiss the ground of coaching, that you get to be useful to your peers. That's all I got to say about that. Thank you.